Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Can I bring something to the table?
Of course.
So I was perusing on Reddit the other day on the Am I the A-hole Reddit. Have you guys ever seen this?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like people post stuff and like they get, you know, Redditors to comment as to whether or not that person is in the right or the wrong.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I saw one, I always try and find the ones that don't get a lot of clicks or views, you know, like the threads that have the fewest amount of comments, because those are usually where the hidden nuggets are.
And
I found one. Can I just read this to you guys?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And we talk about it?
Mm-hmm.
This is from a Redditor. I'm not going to say the Redditor's name. I need help. Or, am I the a-hole? I need help desperately. I'm the guy who gives compliments to everyone. I tell the barista her earrings are on fire. I tell the guy at the gym his shirt is chef's kiss. And now people are getting weirded out. They look at me like I'm either flirting with them or, even worse, just too much. How is that worse than flirting? Is it possible to be too positive? Help me out. Am I about to be exiled from social circles for being the compliment guy? Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
My gosh. What? The compliment guy?
Imagine being labeled something as horrific as the compliment guy.
There's a lot of things to be labeled in this world. That's one of the worst. That's why I never give you guys compliments.
So he goes to the barista and he says, those earrings are on fire. And she goes, you're a creep.
Yeah, right.
Really? That's weird.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like nobody ever reacts negatively to a compliment, unless it's from someone they know very well.
Well, or like unless it's actually a very odd compliment.
Like if you worked with that barista and you complimented her every day, it's like then she has like an idea of who you are. But if a stranger complimented barista's earrings, I don't think she'd be like,
no.
Ew,
you're weird.
Like that's not.
It would be, now if it was a weird compliment, like, you know, I really enjoy your long face and that long beard that you have. People would be like, what?
Yeah, that would be
weird, right?
Right. But if you're just saying like their earrings are nice,
that's
like
so weird.
Nobody's like,
yeah, but if somebody's actually, okay, don't we all paint ourselves in a more positive light than we normally are?
1,000%.
So don't we think maybe he's saying, all I'm saying is those earrings are fire, but there could be more to it?
Yeah, oh, like you're saying like, He said more than just the...
Yeah, like maybe he goes to the same place every day. And maybe the earrings are fire was one of a million compliments he's given.
Yeah.
And this barista is a little tired of this person.
Are those astronaut pants? Because your butt is out of this world.
Wait, you told me that the other day.
But that actually rings true to what you said, though, because now she already has an idea
of who
he is
exactly.
because she's had multiple interactions with him before.
Although maybe she's tired of
it. I do love what you brought up. Like, I love just the visual of him walking in to get a coffee, and they're like, I got a flat white for Mark. He walks up, and he's like, wow, those earrings are on fire. And she goes, get away from me, you creep! Sicko! You monster!
How dare you?
These earrings?
What's wrong with you?
Got these from my grandmother, you jerk! What?
I don't know, that's a weird one. You're right, you found a nugget in there.
Yeah, I like the, hey man, hey, can I get a spot? Also, that shirt is chef's kiss.
Okay, I think it's maybe, the chef kiss. That
you know,
makes it
maybe
weird.
That's what it is. Maybe it's the lingo you're using, bud.
Probably. Yeah.
Maybe that's what they're
saying.
You're
not known as, you're not being labeled as the compliment guy. You're being labeled as the dude who doesn't know how to talk to people.
Yeah, you, who doesn't
Are
know
you a robot?
What words to use in compliments. Wow, those, instead of saying like, oh, those earrings are fire, those earrings are on fire.
I really think people just think he's an alien at this point.
Hey, man. Hey, sick, dude. Oh, today's shoulders and back. Also, that shirt, that's chef's kiss. Again, Mel hates chef's kiss, by the way.
It just sounds like an alien that just got transported into a human's body.
Yeah, you're right. Or like AI. Like AI, this is how you compliment people. Your shirt is chef's kiss. Right?
Yeah.
Your shirt is sick AF.
I don't know. That is a weird one, though. I don't know.
They look at me like I'm either flirting with them or, even worse, just ... too much.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're just too much.
Yeah. Well, I think you're too much because you don't know how to talk to people.
I think that's what it is, too.
Is it possible to be too positive? That's like, this isn't even like an am I the a-hole like type post. This is like
it sounds like he's bragging.
Yeah,
being
right.
So
exactly.
Nice.
Like, am I too good of a guy? Do I donate too much money to charity, you guys?
Should I stop pulling out chairs for ladies?
Yeah. Am I too chivalrous?
Yeah. I need to stop opening doors for elderly.
Should I start pushing the elderly?
The one comment that this got might be the funniest part about it. The one comment on it is I've after reading this once through, without even knowing any further details, I can assure you, yes, you are the a-hole.
I know, I've been big on the compliments on things lately. The comments on things lately.
What
like
do you
there
mean?
Was a video, have you seen this, where it's like a husband and wife, and he tries to explain sports to her like it's gossip, like it's like a TMZ article, because she doesn't get sports, but she understands gossip. So he started doing this thing where, like, he would break things down. Like, he would describe the drama in the NFL with, like, stuff that happened on the Kardashians or something. Well, he did one recently where it was, I'm going to tell you about every team in the NFC North, you know, with the Bears, Packers, Vikings, Lions. He goes, I'm going to tell you about them using characters from Parks and Rec. And I was like, oh, I love that show. Like, curious to see what he does with the Bears, who he did, like, Ron Swanson, which is just like, okay, it works, I guess. But then he goes, for the Packers, they're Chris Traeger, who is Rob Lowe's character. And he opens it with being like, you know, because that they are people that are just so hard to hate, you gotta love them. And the first five comments were like, I can explain why you hate the Packers.
I feel like that's the one team that everyone in the division unanimously hates.
Because
it's like, Bears and Lions, yeah, sure, there's a little bit of rivalry there, but it's like,
no, we all bond over hating the
everyone
Packers.
Hates the, in fact, at the Bears-Vikings game earlier this year, there was, I saw a video from one of the tailgates where people were just like, hey, at least we both hate the Packers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's like, that's all you got.
That's funny. I want to kind of go back to something you said, Kyle.
Yeah.
I never officially heard this, and you said it as though, like, everybody knows.
Was it Chef's Kiss?
No. Ugh. No.
No, I hate Chef's Kiss.
You said, doesn't everybody look at themselves in a better light than what they actually are?
Well, when they're, okay, so.
That's interesting.
For example, like, if you're painting yourself, this argument happened. Very rarely are you going to say, like, yeah, you'll probably be like, oh, I messed up on one thing, but you won't. That's not always the full picture. What, yeah. What's the old saying? There's your side, their side, and the truth is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I more mean by it.
Oh, I wondered what you meant by it. Because I took it as, and I'm saying it's right or wrong. I took it as people just in general don't really see who they are. They, like, look at themselves like they're actually really better than.
Yeah.
Oh,
worse than what they really are. So they actually think that they're good, but they're not as good as they think they
are.
Well,
like, yeah, going back to the compliment guy, like I said, it could easily be like, I don't get it. All I'm doing is giving compliments. And now I'm being labeled as the compliment guy because he's telling you his stories that he remembers.
Do you think anyone could ever reach complete 100%, like full capacity in the self-awareness jar?
No. I don't think so. I don't think it's possible.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think generally speaking, people are more hard on themselves. I think people are better than what they think that they are.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
that's interesting.
I think it's the opposite.
I can see it both ways.
I think it's both. Because I see what you're saying, but I think it's both ways. There are some people who are extremely hard on themselves when they don't need to be.
But I don't think anyone can be both of what you guys are saying. I think people are either or.
Right.
I think sometimes people are too hard on themselves. And
totally.
I think some people see themselves mm-hmm. in too great a light.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I suppose that's true. I suppose that's 100% true.
Are we psychologists?
Maybe.
I took a couple classes.
Are we in the wrong profession?
Oh my gosh. You guys are the best psychologists ever. In fact, your psychology is on fire.
Yeah, right. I'm done. Austin's becoming the compliments guy.
What?
Again.
Am I being too positive?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.